Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Chav Zayin, 3 lines at the bottom of Daf Chav Vovim Beis, in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vovim Nav, the Mishnah stated, Nechosim She'in L'machrayis, Nikdun Nechosim She'ish L'machrayis, Bekesu V'shtav V'chazoko, and the Gemara is, Iboiluhu, Be'inu Tziburim, Oiloi, when you do the Kinyan of Agav, does the Kinyan of Agav only work if the actual Metaltan is in the Kaka that you're trying to be Koino, and therefore Agav would work, or even if the Metaltan is not in the Kaka, the Din of the Agav is that once you're Koino Kaka, you can be Koino Metaltan B'chol Makab Shehain. You already saw that the Gemara attempted to bring 3 different rayas that there is no requirement for the metaltel to be tziburin, and our Gemara will now continue and try to bring a raya that you need tziburin. As Tashma, we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Mais Sheni, Maaser Rabbi Gamliel v'Zakenim Shari Bayim B'Svina. There was a story of Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim who we'll see included Rabbi Shua as well as Rabbi Kiva were coming in the Svina and were traveling. And Rashi states v'Shachach v'Lo Nasim Rishus L'Trayim, and he forgot to give someone a Rishus to go and take off Trumas and Maises for him or his Tfua that was in his home, and he was concerned that maybe a member of his household will eat from this tefuah, and they would be Ivan eating tevel. And as we will see, it was in the 3rd or the 6th year of the years of Shemitah, and therefore Gamliel was chayav to take off Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani. So Amram Gamliel Zakinim, Rabbi Gamliel said to the Zakinim, Isa Shani Asad Lamud, the Maisa Rishon, they have to take off from this tefuah, and we continue on Daf Chav Zayin Amalav, Nasla Li Yeshua, Mukayim Ruschloi. I'm giving that to Rabbi Yeshua, and the area where this tefuah is now sitting should be rented to him, as Rashi states, Vinasla Rabbi Shua Pruta Bishar Mokim, and Rabbi Shua gave a Pruta to Rabbi Gamliel in order to rent this piece of land from him. And Rashi says this is Mefurish in the Mishnah Maseches Mais Sheni that states Veneskablu Schar Mizeh Mizeh, based on the fact that Rabbi Shua was able to be Seicher the Mokim from Gamliel with Kesef, therefore he was able to be Koino the Tfua based on the Kinyan Agav. And Rabbi Gamliel continued Veisacha Shani Asad Lamud Nasalai Lakiva Ben Yosef Kedei Sheiska Baylaniim Umekayim Muscholai, and he once again said that Bidegeirim Maisa Ani Dai also owe, I am giving it to Akiva ben Yosef, in order that he should be zeichet for the aniyim, in order that Rabbi Kiva could acquire the tefuah, I'm renting him the makom where the tefuah is through a kinyan of kesef. Once he'll lease this land, and now he'll be zeichet this makom based on the kinyan kesef, so he'll be able to be kinyan the tefuah based on the kinyan agav. The Gemara now continues with this raya that since we said that Rabbi Gamliel did this umekayim my muscholai, that the makom where the tefuah was, he was zeichet to Rabbi Shua and to Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. So shema mina beitin tziburim ba, we see that you have to have the mutal that's actually in the kaka, as otherwise, why would Gamliel have to say Mekayma Muscholai? We could have said Umakim Muscholai, that Gamliel rented them an area, but it didn't have to be specifically the area where the tefuah was. And the Gemara answers Shani Hasim, Keichet Leir Chinu, that in Chanami, really there was no requirement for the tefuah to be Tziburim Ba. And the only reason why Gamliel was saying to them the Mekayim where the tefuah was based on practicality, because he wanted to make sure that it wouldn't have to be Matriach to go and remove the tefuah very quickly, and they could leave it there as long as they wanted, because it was considered their spot. But in a chanami, in a standard situation, the din would be that agav could work even if the metaltelin would not be tziburim ba. Before we continue, let's just explain the prior scenario and discuss various points. So number one, Rashi explains that Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was a Levi, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel gave him his Maisa Rishon, and Rabbi Kiva was a Gabi Tzedakah, and therefore he gave Maisa Ani to Rabbi Gamliel, who was zeichin it for the Aniyim. And although, as Tosfos points out, that since the Leviim didn't come back to herself for Bayis Sheni, so Ezra made a knas, the Kehanim would receive Maisa Rishon. However, the Meiri explains that the knas of Ezra was only l'dayrei and not for future dayreis. Number two, Taisus points out that Rabbi Kiva holds that the knas was that Kehanim can also receive Maisa Rishon, and the knas did not exclude the Leviim from Maisa Rishon. And number two, which is actually the first Taisus of Taisus, even Lefi the Shita that Ezra excluded Leviim from receiving Maisa Rishon, but it did not exclude Leviim who are aniim. And we know based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos that Rabbi Shu was an ani, and Taisus asked that Rabbi Shu was an ani, so why Rabbi Gamliel given Maisa Ani as well, and why did he give it to Rabbi Kiva, who was only a Gabbai Tzedakah? And Taisa's answer is either because he wanted to give Maisa Ani to multiple Aniyim, as Gemara and Eirvin teaches us, Hanes Matnes of Lekayin Echad, maybe Rav La'ilam, or although Rabbi Shua was Mespanis Bedechik and could receive Maisa Rishon, however, he wasn't an Ani in the Lachic sense in regard to receiving Maisa Ani, as he already had 200 Zuz. So Rashi and Dav Chav Zayin Malaf is bothered that Rabbi Gamliel wasn't Mafrish Maisa, as he said, Maisa Shani Asad Lamud, and Rashi says that since he was Shame, that would suffice, it would no longer be considered Tevel, while the Taisus Rid explains that since Rabbi Gamliel holds Yetz Brira, and since he was Kurir Shem, so at a later point when he would be Mafresh to actual Maisa, it would be Huvra Adav Lamafeya, that whatever people ate until that point wasn't Tevel. And finally, Rashi stated Rabbi Gamliel forgot and didn't appoint someone to take off Truma. L'chari, how could it be that Rabbi Gamliel would forget if there's a Chazokah that in Chava Maitzi Mitachz Yadei Dov Hashem Masukid, and be Pashas, although it's a Chazokah, and therefore people can rely on this Chazokah and eat from the produce, and they don't have to be considered concerned that possibly it's tevel, and that's where Gamliel was concerned that maybe the family would eat it, but certainly it's still possible that a chava can't forget or be tarred and not take off trumas and maises. And the Ritva states that the chazaka is only on a chava shemais who dies from natural causes, and certainly he would make sure to settle his affairs prior to dying and make sure to take off trumas and maises. Also, if you Rashi, why didn't the Gemara explain what Rabbi Gamliel did regarding truma? And Taisa explains that Rabbi Gamliel did take off truma as midiraisa chita achas peteris sakri, but he didn't take off maises. Finally, Taisa asks many questions on Rashi. And number one, by Rabbi Gamliel being mafish maises of, it could be making worse as his family may eat all of the tefuah and they will eat the mice as well. And Taisa states that there were a lot of produce and he knew that they wouldn't eat all of the tefuah and minamaisa yafish maises of. And when he came back, he knew that he would take off maises from whatever was left. And then Taisa asks that how could Rabbi Gamliel, who was a chava, leave home without taking off maises? And also, why do you have to be seichas mekayim to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua if even if he would just be kirishem, it would no longer be tevel? Number three, Rabbi Gamliel didn't say specifically that it should be maisa, and he also didn't say an amount or a quantity that should be maisa. And Ayin Taisis, who learns that the Mishnah is discussing dinam abir maisa, Ayin Shum. And the Gemara continues, Tashma will bring another raya that when someone does a kinyan of agav, they don't have to have the peiros or the betaltlin that sober in the kak itself. As the Amr Rav by Yitzchak, Amr Rav, as Rav by Yitzchak said the name of Rav, Shnei Shtaris Hain, you have two different dinim, b'degeyas someone that tells someone else to write a shtar on his behalf. And as the Gemara explains, number one, Zechu b'sada zulu pleni, b'kisvu lo yis shtar, if Reuven tells two edim to go and be zeich in a sada for pleni based on the din of Zechiyah, and they have a right to go and write a shtar as well in order to have a shtar raya for Shimon, if the edim went and were already zeich in the field and they did a kinyan chazak on the field, then chayz b'shtar v'in chayz b'sada. At that point, although Reuven can't be chayza on the actual matana because l'maisa they already did a kinyan chazaka, however, if Reuven wants to, he could tell the edim that I don't give you a right to write a shtar raya for Shimon any longer. And as Rashi states, im in raya b'yadoi, that would work. And Taisa explains, how is it benefiting Reuven by being chayza l'shtar if l'maisa he gave over the kaka to Reuven, and therefore Reuven already owns the kaka, and what's the difference if you would have the shtar? And Taisa says, that if Reuven did not want that there should be a shtar, that he was selling his fields and he's giving fields away, as if people hearing that he's selling his fields, they will think that he's struggling and he doesn't have money, and in this way, if he wants to take a loan, people will not give him credit. And who says, that we're talking about a case where he told them to write a shtar in order that Shimon would be able to have a guarantee from Reuven that if anyone takes his field away from Shimon, he'll be able to go and collect from Reuven. And this way, of course, is Havacha for Reuven by saying, I don't want him to have the shtar, as in this way, Reuven will not be guaranteeing the actual matana, and if someone takes away the field from Shimon, Reuven will not be responsible. And the Gemara continues, the Rabbi Yitzchak said, the second type of shtar is, if Reuven said to Edim, al menas shetichtuv lo yetz shtar, that I'm giving this soda to Shimon on condition that you write a shtar for him, then chayzu bein b'shtar bein b'soda, then since he made a tzai, and he was saying that the only way I want this kinyan on the soda to work is only if he receives a shtar, and since he could be chayzu in a shtar, therefore, since Reuven has the ability to retract, the ability for the Edim to write the shtar, therefore, Reuven also has the ability to retract on the kinyan of the soda itself. Rashi states, sharei lo yason shluchin liskais elim ashtar, v'rei chayzu lo yibishtar. These two cases that the Gemara just brought have nothing to do with our raya, and the Gemara continues, Rav Chiya ba'ovin am Rav Huna, and Rav Chiya ba'ovin says the name of Rav Huna, shleish shtar sein, he adds on that there are not only two different cases, but it can also give you a third case, and as Rashi says in Masechet Bava Basra, Rav Chiya ba'ovin is not coming to argue on Rav Bar Yitzchak, and he's only adding on another din to what Rav Bar Yitzchak said. He tells us, trei ha'damar, and two are what we just said, and idach, and the third case is, im kodem meichah v'kosav l'shashtar, that if Reuven was contemplating selling a field to Shimon, in order to be prepared, in order to make a quick sale and sell this field to Shimon, he made sure to hire a seifa, and he already wrote the shtar, and he already wrote the deed. And kaisu shishinu, and just like we learned in Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra, that kaisu shtar l'meicha af pishin l'keich imoy, that a seifa has a right to write a shtar for a meicha, even though l'keich is not there. And as Rashi points out, that even though there potentially could come out a problem if Reuven loses a shtar and Shimon finds it, however, as Rashi says in Maseches Bava Basra, that ain't gonna have to shum adam el l'meicha atzmai shemi abed hashtar v'imsel l'keich shekasu b'shmoy yitun shalachim mizam meicha v'ihu l'chayish, and if he himself is not chayish for that, anan l'chashinun b'shvilai, we don't have to be concerned because of him, and we don't have to take that into account. And as Rashi points out over here, that even though it seems like a shtar Muktam and it seems like a sheker, as Lamaisa, he's having a predated shtar. However, Rashi brings down that Kivin to Konim and Mahashto, it's considered that he had a kinyan from now. And Agamor continues that Rav Chiya Barovin states that Kivin Shechsik Bar Bekaka, that once Shimon will make a chazaka in the kaka itself, Nikta Shtar Bechal Makam Shu, so Shimon will acquire that shtar based on a kinyan agav in any place that that shtar is, and Shema Minor Loi Be'in and Siburim Bar. And we therefore see that even though the shtar is not in the kaka, that Shimon will still be koina the shtar, and we see that the kinyan of agav works even though the metatla is not inside that kaka. And the Gemara says it's not right, as Shani Shtar Daf Sira Da Arahu, as we will learn later on, if there are a bunch of animals that are tied together and someone picks up one part of one of the animals, then he could be koina all of the animals. And over here also, just like we know that if someone is being koina a sada, he doesn't have to go and make a chazaka to every part of the sada, and if he makes a chazaka on the north side of a sada, he'll be koina the entire sada. So the same din applies with the gei shtar, as since the shtar is part and parcel of receiving the entire sada, therefore when a person makes a chazaka on the sada, he's going to be koina the shtar itself, and it's not based on kinyan agav. And as Rashi says, it's considered like the kaka itself, and therefore even though the shtar is not within the sada itself, he could be koina, while benegei agav, potentially the only way to be koina metaltlin is if the metaltlin is siburim bar. And the Gemara says that can't be pshat, and because ba'alok tani, but l'maisa benegei is din, we learned zui shishenun l'chosm she'in l'machayis niktim l'chosm she'ish l'machayis because m'shtar v'chazoko, and therefore we see that it was working based on a kinyan of agav, and shema mino le'bidin siburim bar shema mino, and therefore we see that in order to be koina something with the kinyan of agav, the metaltlin doesn't have to be in the kaka itself. The Gemara continues, b'ilu, we have the following shayla, mi bein agav v'loi, when a person is doing a kinyan agav, does it have to be that Reuven said to Shimon that I want you to be koina this soda, and agav this soda, you should be koina metatlin, or as long as he told him that I want you to be koina this soda and metatlin, even if Reuven did not specify that I allow you to use the kinyan of agav, it would still work, and as long as Shimon goes and is koina this soda through kesef shtar chazaka, he'll be koina metatlin. And the Gemara states, Tashma, bring a raya, the tani kolhani, we already saw all the brises that we brought beforehand for rayas that the din is that loy bin and siburin, the loy tani agav, and all those cases, we never saw that Reuven said it should be koina based on the kinyan agav, and we still were able to be koina through agav. The Gemara continues that yes, so tamech kani miktani, the lemaisa all agree that if Reuven wants to sell something to Shimon and Reuven didn't tell Shimon that he should go and acquire it, certainly even if Shimon goes and makes a kinyan, it would not be a valid kinyan. And lemaisa and all those dinim that we mentioned are chavavim and beis and all tashmaz, we didn't mention that Reuven said kni ela adam kni hachanami adam agav. So certainly over there, it has to be that Reuven would say to Shimon that he should be koina. And over here also, it must be that even though the brises did not mention that Reuven said that he could be koina with agav, just from the fact that it doesn't say it in the brises doesn't mean that Reuven didn't say it, and possibly Reuven said that he should go and acquire it through a kinyan agav. Therefore, you can't bring a raya that the seller doesn't have to say that he could be koina through agav. And the Gemara Maisa Paskins Vilchus Tzibayin Loi Beinon, but the Geya agav, you don't have to have the metaltlin sitting in the actual kaka, and even if the metaltlin is any other makim, as long as you're koina the kaka through kesef shtar chazaka, you'll be koina metaltlin mechol makim shehu and agav kni beinon. However, in order to be koina, the seller has to tell the buyer that you could go and be koina this item through using a kinyan of agav. Even though by other kinyanim you don't have to say go and be koina my sada by using kesef or by using shtar or by using chazaka, however, agav is considered a kinyan gerua, and therefore you need the acquiescence and you need the agreement of the moicha that you could go and be koina by using a kinyan of agav. And therefore, for example, as the Gemara brought beforehand from Yehuda, the name of Rav, with the Maisa, where the person was sick in Yerushalayim according to Rabbi Elazar, or Bari according to Rabbanon, and he had a metaltlin, and he wanted to give him a matana, and he said that Ein lo takana chiyikdim agabi kako, Ein chinami, when Reuven gave them a matana, he said, Tefach al tefach leplaini v'imo meyetsoin u'meyachavius, and we will of course explain that he had to say that he should go and be koinit, and he should be koinit through the kinyan of agav. And before we continue, let's just point out that when the Gemara said that agav v'kni be'inon, there's no chiddush that you have to say kni, as been gay every kinyan you have to say kni, and the chiddush is v'hilchus tzibayin loy be'inon, and the chiddush is that agav be'inon. And number two, when we learned Gemara, we did not connect the two dinim, and we did not say there's any connection between the din of be'in tziburin or loy be'in tziburin and the question of be'in agav loy. However, Ayin Tesriya Zokin, who actually says that the only time we have a question if you have to say that you should be koinu with agav is only once we paskin that tziburin loy be'inon, as since the metaltlin is not in the kaka, so then it's a major chiddush and agav works, and therefore the meicher has to tell the lekech that you could use a kinyan of agav. However, if the metaltlin would actually be in the kaka, the Tesriya Zokin says that you definitely would not have to say that you could acquire it by using Kinyan Agav, as in that case, it's not such a major Chiddush, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues to ask another question, but again, the Kinyan of Agav, we have the following Shaila, can Shimon use the Kinyan of Agav if Reuben is selling to him a Sada, and at the same time giving him a Matana or Metatlin? Tais Rush explains, that since, as we mentioned, the Kinyan of Agav is a Shvacha Kinyan, and therefore we only could say that the Din of Agav pertains in a similar case to the case where we learned the Din of Agav from, which is the case of Yeshavit, that everything was Matana, and certainly if the whole thing was a Mecha, well, possibly if one was done through a Mecha and one was done through a Matana, maybe the Din of Agav would not work. And the Gemara brings a Raya, Tashma, Isa Shani, Asa Loba, Nasli Yeshua, Mekayim Musklai, that we had the case before where Gamliel said that the mice that I'm going to take off is given to Yeshua as a Matana, and the place where the Tfuah is, I'm being Seicher that Makayim to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Din was that was a valid Kinyan, and Lechira, in that case, he was giving a Matana, and he leased him a field, and in that case, the Kinyan of Agav still worked. Shma Minot, that the Kinyan of Agav even works by Sadav Mecho Metatl Matana. And the Gemara continued with another similar Shaili, Bailu, Sadav Echo Metatl Achamau. What if Reuven gave a Sadav to Shimon Matana or through Mecha, and at the same time he wants to give a Matana to Levi, and he gives him Metatlin, and Shimon is claiming the Kaka for himself, and at the same time, based on the Kinyan Agav, he wants to be Zaycha in the Metatlin for his friend Levi, and of course he wants to do so based on the din of Zachal Adam Shalai Befanov, but the Mice is trying to use a Kinyan Agav, which is a Shvacha Kinyan. And the Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring your Raya, Isa Shani Asa Lama, Nasla Kiva Ben Yosef. Where Gamaliel stated that Mice Oni, I'm going to give Ta Kiva Ben Yosef, Kadesh Yiska Bail Aniyim, in order that he should be Zaycha for Aniyim. And Rabbi Gamaliel also stated, Makayim Muskalai, and therefore Rabbi Kiva was going to be Koina for others based on a Kinyan Agav, where he was acquiring Kaka for himself. And the Khari should be able to bring a Raya that Sadal Echel, Matatla Acha, should be a valid Kinyan. And the Gemara states that it's not a Raya, as my Muskal Mice, in Chanamu, Rabbi Gamaliel told Rabbi Kiva that Makayim Muskalai, he didn't mean that I'm being Seicher to Makim to Rabbi Kiva, he was being Seicher to Makim to Raniyim, and just like Rabbi Kiva was being Zeicher and being Koin of the Piris for Raniyim, Rabbi Kiva was being Zeicher and being Koin of the Field for Raniyim as well. Or you could say, Shani Rabbi Kiva, Dialaniyim Ava, that since Rabbi Kiva was the Gabbai for Raniyim, therefore, although generally Sadal Echa Matafla Acha would not work, however, over here, the Kinyan Acha would still work. And the Gemara is not Pesha the Shaila, and the Gemara continues that since we just stated that Kinyan Agav is considered a Kinyan Gura, therefore Rav states Leishanu El Shenasta De Mekulon, that the only time that Kinyan Agav works is if Shimon paid the entire value for what he's buying, Avalei Nasa De Mekulon, but if he didn't pay the entire value, like Konel Kenegam Isav, they can only be Kina up to the value of what he paid for. And just to explain this further, as we know, if someone wants to be Kina Kaka and they're going to pay $100,000 and they go and give $10 as a Kinyan Kesef, they could be Kina Kaka and they just owe the rest of the money for the purchase at a later point. However, certainly the Kinyan was valid, and therefore the Baicha cannot be Chayza, and the Lekech also cannot be Chayza at that point. And of course, a similar din applies to Metaflin, that if Reuven is selling Metaflin to Shimon, and Shimon goes and does Meshicha to the Metaflin, and is acquiring that Metaflin, and certainly even though Shimon did not yet pay for the Metaflin, Shimon can't be Chayza, and Reuven also cannot renege on that transaction. However, when they get the din of Agav, the din is that in order to acquire something through a Kinyan Agav, then the buyer has to pay the full value of that item prior to doing Kinyan Agav, and if he didn't pay yet, then the Kinyan Agav would not work. The Gemara continues, Tanaka Vasi Rava will bring a price that's similar to Rava. Yafa Koyach HaKesef Mikoyach HaShtar, the Koyach of a Kinyan Kesef is stronger than Shtar, and the Koyach HaShtar Mikoyach HaKesef, and the Koyach of Shtar is stronger than Koyach HaKesef. Yafa Koyach HaKesef Shakesef Pai Demer Gdesh Shemayis HaShani, but the Gaya the opinion of Hegdesh Shemayis HaShani, you only can use Kesef and you can't use a Shtar, as the Pasuk says, Bin the Gaya Hegdesh, Bin Asa HaKesef HaKamloi, and Bin the Gaya Mayis HaShani, the Pasuk says, Bin Tata HaKesef, Dovish Yish Beit Surah, and that's referring to Matbeah, and Mash Inkin Mishtar, and Shtar does not work to be Pai Demer Gdesh Shemayis HaShani, the Yafa Koyach HaShtar, and Shtar is stronger than Kesef in this regard, Shashtar Moitzit Bas Yisrael, Mash Inkin Bekesef, that a get works in order to take a woman out of a marriage, while of course one of the Yitzias of an Isha is not through Kesef, and you can't use Kesef in order to effectuate a divorce. The Yafa Koyach Shneim Mikoyach Chazaka, and the Kinyonim of Kesef and Shtar are stronger than Chazaka, the Koyach Chazaka Mikoyach Shneim, and there are cases where the Kinyon Chazaka is stronger than Kesef and Shtar, and the Rice explains, Yafa Koyach Shneim Shneim Koyim Be'Evet Ivri, as Kesef and Shtar could be Koyim in Evet Ivri, as we saw on Daf Yudal and Beis in the Mishnah, Mash Inkin Bechazaka, however you can't use Chazaka to be Koyim in Evet Ivri, and Yafa Koyach Chazaka, the Chazaka is stronger than Kesef and Shtar, Shechazaka Machloi Esther Sadis Be'Esther Medina, is Kim Shechaz Be'Achsman Kolim Kulon, if a person is selling 10 fields, which are in 10 separate countries, are not connected to each other, and they're not contiguous to each other, once the buyer does Chazaka, Sadaka in one of the Sadais, he is kind of all of the Sadais. And the Gemara continues, Daf Chazayin of Beis, B'med V'amurim, Sh'nasalei D'mei Kulon, as since these Sadais are not contiguous, therefore the only way they could acquire through doing Chazaka in one of the fields is only if you pay the full value of all the Sadais prior to doing Chazaka, Avalei Nasalei D'mei Kulon. However, if the buyer did not pay for the entire value of all the fields, like Konel Kenegem Isav, you will not be kind of all of the fields, and you will only be kind of the value of what he paid for. And although this price is not talking about a Kenya Agav, however, the Gemara brings a riot from this brisa to the din of Rava, and as Rashi says, that just like we see when he gave the Kenyan of Chazaka, that you have to pay for the full value of all the Sadais in order to be kind of all the Sadais, since they're not contiguous to each other. Therefore, as Rashi says, the same din applies to Metaltan that's being Kone together with Kaka based on the din of Agav, that since the Metaltan is a separate entity of the Sadais, therefore it's considered no less than the case of a Sada where the Sadais aren't close to each other. And just like over there, you have to pay their full value. Therefore, you also have to pay the full value for the Metaltan prior to be able to be Kone through a Kenyan of Agav. And before we continue, let's see the top Taisis on Daf Chav Zayin Beis, where Taisis is, Bin Taima, B'loi Chazaku Nami, Kone Mitam Kesef, L'Chira, if we're saying that in the case where you be Machzik in one Sada and trying to be Kone 10 Sadais in other areas, that you have to give all the Kesef, the L'Chira, you should be Kone Mitam Kesef, and why would you need Chazak at all? And Taisis says, V'yish Lemin, the Mayu Ba'asu Le Kone B'Kaspa, we're talking about a case where in this area, you were not Kone with Kesef alone, and as the Gemara stated before, in areas that they're not Samech Das by just getting Kesef and they need a Shtar, you need to have a Shtar in order to acquire that land, and it's not enough just to give Kesef. And that's why, even though you gave all the money, you're still not Kone through a Kenyan of Kesef, and the only way he was able to be Kone is by doing Chazaka in one of the lands. And Taisis is, Bin Taima, when my Kama Yaf Kay Chazaka Mikay Kesef, the Bryce has stated that Chazaka is stronger than Kesef, but like Chazaka, anyone else like Kesef. But in this case, we're saying that the only way the Chazaka will actually work is only together with Kesef, and how could it say that Kay Chazaka is stronger than Kesef? And Va'imar Rach, the Matana Mia Kona Kulam, Kshehechsuk Ba'achsman Bele Kesef, that in a Chanami, even though Bidgei Mechira, you actually have to pay all the Kesef. However, if Reuven gave 10 Sadais to Shimon through a Matana and as a gift, then if Shimon makes a Chazaka in one of the Sadais, he'll be Kona all the Sadais, and of course, over here, there's no requirement to give any Kesef. And the Gemara continues, Misei Leil Shmuel, this Braisa is right to the Din of Shmuel, the Amish Shmuel. Shmuel states, Machle Esa Sadais Be'esa Medidais, if Reuven sold to Shimon 10 fields in 10 separate Medidais, Kivin Sheikhs Be'achas Ben, one Shimon was Machzik in one of the Sadais, Kona Skul, and he'll be Kona all the Sadais based on one Kinyan Chazaka. And it's a bit Sarbiya as to what the Chiddush of Shmuel is, as the Chayyid is exactly what the Braisa has taught us. And the Gemara continues, Omer of Acha Breda of Ika, Teidal Brini Raya, this works, Sheilu Masle Esa Behemoth Be'afsa Echad, if Reuven was selling 10 Behemoths to Shimon, or giving 10 Behemoths to Shimon Matana, and he handed over the reins of one of the animals, and they all tied together, and Va'amalei Kani, Mila Kani, that certainly if Reuven told Shimon to be Kaina, all the animals, he would be Kaina, and therefore B'negeir Kaka as well, as long as Shimon did Chazaka and wanted a piece of Kaka, he'll be Kaina, all the Kaka, and even if they're not connected to each other. And the Gemara responds, Amalei, mi dummy, hasam iguda biyadai, hacha ini guda biyadai, the heck you bring a raya from the case of Mesira of the Afsa to someone that he'll be Kaina those behemoths, that's talking about a case where all the behemoths are tied together, and therefore by receiving the halter or by receiving the rein of one of the animals, certainly he'll be claiming all the animals. However, over here, you have separate pieces of kaka, and by doing chazaka on one, doesn't necessarily prove that he'll be able to claim the other 9 sadais that are not connected to this kaka. The Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others say, Amr Avacha Breda of Ika, Teidat Leikani, I'll bring a raya, then the case of kaka would not be claiming, as even Muslai Esa Behemoth Ba'afsechad, if Reuven would hand over to Shimon the reins of one animal, but all 10 animals are tied together, the Amulay and Reuven would chase to Shimon, Zukani, you should be claiming this animal, Mikani would be kind of all the animals. Certainly, Reuven only meant to give over one animal and not the rest of the animals. Therefore, as Rashi says, Hachinami ki achse b'ha, in this case, even though Shimon made a chazaka on this field, vein hashar ni kersima, but the rest of them are not connected and they're not recognizable together with the one, Zukaniu, it's considered, like he said, they should only be kind of this sada and not the rest of the sadais. And the Gemara answers, Midami, hasim gufim muchalokim, hachasad na arachadu, that over there in Hachinami, both items are separate, and even though they're connected with the rope or in some sort of connection, but the mice are separate, and therefore, if Reuven says to Shimon, you should only be cleaning one animal, certainly you can't be cleaning the rest of the animals based on their kinyan. However, but the Gaya 10 Sadais, although they're in 10 separate medinas and they're not contiguous to each other, but ultimately all land in the world are connected to each other in some way. Therefore, we look at the entire world as one Sada, and when Shimon goes and makes a kinyan chazaka in one Sada, he could be acquiring all the rest of the Sadais. And for example, if someone wants to be kind of 5 Sadais that are some way connected to each other, certainly we could understand that as long as one tip of one sada connects to another tip of another sada, that by doing chazakah on one spot in one sada, you'll be kind of other sadas. So therefore, even though they're not mamish contiguous to each other, but they're all considered one piece of land, and therefore when Shimon does a chazakah in land A, in country A, he could be kind of sadas in other countries as well. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last din of the Mishnah, and there's a din of Gilgal Shvua, and even though the din is that in Shpain al Kakois, however, if someone has to make a Shvua on Metaltlin, then we'll Megalgal a Shvua on Kaka as well. And the Gemara begins, Omu Ula, Ula states, Menayla Gilgal Shvua Menatera, how do we know that there's a din of Gilgal Shvua Medraisa? Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Benegea Pasha Saita, Va'omri Isha Amein Amein, that after the Kayan makes the woman swear, and he says a Shvua, so she responds, Amein Amein, Vitnan, and we learn to the Mishnah, Mesech the Saita, Amahi Ameris Amein Amein, when the Isha responds Amein twice, what is she saying there on? Amein ala Ola, Amein al Shvua. She's responding to the Ola that the Kohen made as well as the Shvua. And as Rashi says, ala Ola, you reich the fellas the curses, and Ashvua, she mashbi a Kohen, v'oim mashbi in Allah, a shalaitin meis, kedichsiv ishbi oisa. And the Mishnah states, Amein imish zeh, Amein imish acher, that the woman is saying Amein, that if I was mezana with this man that I was accused with, or with another man, that the din of Saita should still apply, and the Mayim Marim should be biting me. Amein shalai satisi arusa nesu, of shemer yourself and mukrusa. And as Rashi says, benegeir this din, umili milik tani, these are all separate dinim and separate cases, v'loishe tishav al kum kechad, and not just swearing about all of them at one time. Harikama, and the Mishnah is teaching us, bein shi arusa, bein shi nesu, it doesn't make a difference if this woman is arusa, or if she was already married, yachla shpil ashkaisa, you could make her swear, and you could get her to drink. The same din applies that if she was mezana while she was a shemer zavam, or she was mezana after the yavam was already kainisar, and after she became his full-fledged wife. And Ula now continues with the Raya, Hayarusa Hechidami, when the Mishnah stated that she makes a Shvua while she's in Arusa, what case are we referring to? Ilema de Kani Lakshi Arusa, if we're talking about a case that Reuben and Rachel were only engaged and only had Kedushin, and at that point Reuben warned Rachel that she shouldn't go and be Saisa with Shimon, become Mashka Lakshi Arusa, and then afterwards they have Edim that she was Saisa with Shimon, and he wants to give her to drink while she's in Arusa, but the Mishnah Masech the Saita states, Arusa Shemer Yavim, like Shaisa, like Naitis Ksuba, that we know in Arusa would not be able to drink, and because she can't drink, and therefore they can't get married, so she wouldn't be able to receive a ksuba either. And my time, and why is it that she can't drink? Because the Torah states, Tachas Ishech Amrechman of Aleka, that is Xeris Akosav, that the only way that a woman drinks is only if she was actually already fully married and she had the suyin. And when the Mishnah stated, Shalai Satisi Arusa, it can't be talking about a case where she was now Arusa at the time that she's drinking. El, the Kani Lakshi Arusa, it must be where her Reuven warned her while she was in Arusa, Vinistra Kshi Arusa, and she had Stira while she was in Arusa, the Kamashka Lakshi Nisua, but when she's coming to drink, she was already married. And the Gemara asks that you can't say it's that case either, because mi batkala maya, would the mayim really be baidika and really investigate her? If the pasuk states v'nika ishme avanam rachmana, that the only way that the mayim arm would work is only if her husband was also clean from averus. And as the Gemara states, bizman she ishmenukim oven mayim baidkins ishtai. However, ina ishmenukim oven, if the man is not clean from averus, ina mayim baidkins ishtai, the mayim would not be baidik his wife. And we know that once a woman is a saita, her husband is not allowed to have a relation with her, and if they got married after the time that they had Kinyan Astira, so it turns out that her husband must have had beer with her, and in that case, L'chari the Mayim would not work in that case either. So how could it be that she would say, Amen Shalai Satisi Arusa? Therefore, what case are we referring to where she'll say, Amen Shalai Satisi Arusa? Therefore, Zakdrula El Alidei Gilgal, it must be that we're making her make the Shvua based on a Gilgal Shvua, as even though Midiraisa, there's no reason to make the Shvua, as the Mayim Mar would not work in that case. However, as Rashi says, in a case where Reuven did Kinyan to her while they were already married, and then she was nistra while she was married, and now they come to the Beis HaMikdash and they're about to drink the Mayim Marim. So in that case, through Gilgal Shvua, we'll also make a swear that she didn't have bia and she wasn't mezana while she was at Arusa. And Ayin Rashi, that he's bothered al chir, Ula's whole proof is that you can't say it's talking about a case where she had kinyan steel while she was at Arusa, and then she's drinking while she's in Suah, as in that case, it will be a case of Eina Ish Menukah Ma'avain. And the question is that al chir, a husband doesn't have to have bia with his wife in order to have a proper nisuyin, and all they had to have is chuppah. Why can't we say that the case was where there was kinyan steel while she was in Arusa, and then after they had chuppah, but they still did not have bia, her husband took her to the Beis HaMikdash in order to have a drink for the Mayim Marim, and that case, L'chariah, the Mayim Marim would work as it's Tachas Ishech, and it's also not a case where the husband had an Avayin. And Rashi brings a teretz based on a case that's brought in Masechtas Yevamos, Ayin Sham, Ayin Taisis Diva Maschal V'nika Ishme Avon Rachmana, where he asked V'imtayma, look B'kagun Shebala B'shayik Shloyada Ad L'achav Yikad Nistra, the Chai Gavim And Taisis asked that why didn't Ula say that the case was where her husband got married to her and he was Bola B'shoyeg and at that point he did not know that she was Eva on the Kinoi, and she already did Sira. Ayin and Taisis, and we will stop over here.